Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. For some, a very familiar voice. Maybe for some, you're discovering our podcast for the first time. When I say that we've been doing podcasts for a while, our original podcast was first launched on January 15th, 2013. So I do mean for a while. We've covered a wide range of topics related to STEM, to specifically technology, IT. We've covered over 300 interviews of people in the industry that have had successful careers, especially focusing on people of color and support of diversity. Overall, we've also drilled down deep into our own specialties, David being project management, mine being business analysis, process improvement, everything continuous improvement and agile related. And so we have a huge backlog. And just to let you know, over that span of years, we've had over 77,000 listeners. So we've been so thankful, so grateful, and we always return back home. Even though we sometimes go off and do special projects, and I've been off working with some pretty big organizations, helping them with major transformations. And because of that, I didn't always have time to record the podcast, but as opportunity would have it, I have a chance to do some updates and some recordings and revisit some of our topics, especially around agile, around process improvement, around business analysis, around project management. And so I'm going to finish strong in 2022 and commit to you that I'm going to be doing some regular episodes and dropping them in for you to kind of hear some of the lessons learned that I've had in this period, this gap period where I was off actually working with clients. I think one of the things that allows me to keep bringing new perspective and new ideas and helping to freshen up and bring up to date some of the ideals and concepts is because I go out and I practice them with real clients and encounter some of the real challenges. And so I learn and I grow and I evolve. And so I want to share some of that with you. As you all know, since probably my last episode, I've gone through a lot of what all of us have experienced, the pandemic, the quarantine, especially in 2020, and then as we turned into 2021, thinking we were going to get back to normal, but it was a new normal. And now in 2022, even kind of accepting and settling into this new normal, but also with the reality is that we're going back to some of our ways of working that is going to impact even what we learned from COVID. And by that, what I mean is that in COVID, we suddenly were thrown into working from home, not just working from home. We were quarantined. So we had maybe mom, dad, the kids all trying to work in shared spaces, open spaces. And so there was a lot of compromise and awkwardness to our way of working. Then we transitioned in 2021 and some places were trying to open back up. Schools were trying to open back up, but as fast as they were opening, kids were being sent back home. So there was kind of this popcorn back and forth. Are they in school? Are they not in school? Are we having to teach them from home, or are they going to get instructions from online? All of those things. And then in 2022, especially as we get into these latter quarters, we really see more and more businesses opening up. Just recently, the announcement that masks are not mandatory alone has now gotten everybody thinking about the possibility and even the necessity for people to go back to work. And a lot of what I'm referring to is in the IT industry, especially because for us, working from home, most organizations, people had laptops. So sending us home one day with our laptops and getting us the connection to VPN into the office and then work remotely, heavily dependent on Zoom, we made the transition probably, hopefully, faster than most other businesses, which I can't even imagine for some. But then getting into that, we found our comfort zone there. But I watch as I hear people regularly say, oh, we have too many meetings. We have too many meetings. But when you think about that, we're not just replacing the let's meet in the conference room meetings. We're also had to use Zoom for hallway conversations and coffee talk and passing each other in the hallway or eavesdropping or sitting in open areas or stand-ups and huddles. All of those informal meetups now had to become Zoom meetings. And so I listen as people over and over say, oh, too many meetings. Well, we can reduce the meeting. One sure way we can reduce the meetings is we can all go back into the office and then we can have those informal huddles, those casual conversations, and not everything has to be, let's schedule it on the calendar and meet in a conference room. But at the same time, there's so many people that are saying, I really don't want to go back in the office. And so I think there is a new conversation that needs to be had as far as if we want to remain remote and even spread out, because I've also observed that with the quarantine, with people working remote, a lot of people moved. They moved closer to family, closer to loved ones, even just being closer to people, because the isolation and being spread out, it really brought to people's attention what was important to them, being able to see family. And so with all of this great moving and migration, people who may have taken a job in one place now live in another place. So the idea of going back into the office might not even be an option. But that said, working from home, the concept of working from home has to be revisited, because working under quarantine, you have a lot more leeway than working from home and this being a standardized way of working. Certain rules and certain agreements to make the time that you're working focused on work and making sure that you have those core hours, that time of collaboration, the time that you can be reached, that's conducive so that you get the collective productivity. And so what I mean by that is we can't have some people that want to check in early in the morning and check out early, or check in another part of the team to check in late in the afternoon, or some people, which I've actually observed this, you want to put yourself on the calendar but block out quiet time, block out lunch until there's just a small sliver of time anyone can make contact with you. But you consider yourself, those are your core working hours. That doesn't work for the collective. And for any business, the value of having teams is the collective, the collaboration, the synergy of everyone working together, pulling together, huddling together. And another key word, scrumming together. In Agile, the term scrum, people might remember from their Agile 101 or Scrum 101 class, scrum is related to the game of rugby, where you see the whole team working together to collectively move the ball. That name is very intentional. And so if everyone not only wants to sit in their remote locations and also honor different time zones, want to set up different work cycles, we're doing more and more to unravel the benefits of Scrum. So, in a nutshell, I've kind of walked us through in a quick snippet, just kind of a state of the union, taking us from 2020, 2021 to 2022, but also leaving you with a bit of a prediction that we either have to have some serious conversations about cohesive and collective working together if we're still going to remain remote, and or organizations, which they're slowly already recognizing this, are going to begin to say, we need to come into the office in order for us to have and to capitalize on the synergy. Even if you're considered an individual contributor, you're still individually contributing to a team effort. There's something collectively you're trying to achieve. So just being honest with yourself, what of your behavior are you or habits have you formed during the quarantine that you might have to be willing to adjust or revise to ensure that a remote way of working is still allowing us to partake and to exercise Scrum at its fullest? And for some, that question comes down to, if you're working from home, that balancing of childcare and working at home, we have to either reevaluate that. And whether your child has four legs, because sometimes even that can be a distraction or a disruption if that is really your core hours where you're supposed to have full availability to your coworkers and colleagues. There's a lot to unravel there, and I'm sure there's a lot of opinions about it, but it is the state of the union. It is where we are. It is something that's a pressing concern going forward. So if you're like a lot of different organizations and teams, and you need to reevaluate where you are and the impact of the last 2 years and defining your way forward, this is where a good conversation and even having a facilitator to help you with that conversation to address both what the team members are feeling, but also what management and leadership might be feeling as far as the disconnect and productivity and getting to a good spot that is the best of all worlds. So I leave you without just one firm opinion, but just plenty to think about, to talk about. And I'd love to hear back from you. So leave us a message and stay tuned for more of our espresso sips and talks of the day. Thanks for joining us. Again, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.